It would definitely be potato chips.
And what kind of food have you been eating all this weekend?
Chips and roast and everything.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Dora the Explorer.
And what superpowers would you like to have?
I'd like to be invisible.
Why would you like to be invisible?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, what would you do if you were invisible?
Oh, you don't want to know.
What are your thoughts on Idaho as a state?
Ooh.
Which is it, potato or potato?
Potato.
Okay, who's your favorite DJ?
Crazy Becky.
What is your best pickup line at a bar?
Hi, y'all do. Moo.
What do you think Oz's weakness is?
Probably money.
What happens when a team member falls asleep?
I wanted to draw on them.
And how do you keep team morale up once things start to drag?
We brought books.
What's the dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest?
Robert Redford.
Would you rather cough the sound of bagpipes or fart the sound of chimes?
Fart the sound of chimes. It sounds pretty magnificent. Fox, 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 fox. The funnest thing in the world.
What station rocks your socks off?
90 FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Crazy Becky. Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 27 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 35 points. Question 2 is worth 400 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 500 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 35 points. Again, the point values for questions in hour 27 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 35 points. Question 2 is worth 400 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 500 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 35 points. The top 5 teams standings as of hour 27, question 8, are: in 5th place with 4,315 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 4th place with 4,425 points is Ugly Undulating Uvuas. In 3rd place with 4,885 points is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 5,105 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 1st place with 5,315 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's Grocery Bag Giveaway is Planet of Fire. The Grocery Bag Giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90 FM studio to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bag Giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bag Giveaway is Planet of Fire. And now, question 1 of hour 29. Question 1 of hour 29. Fictional characters Tom and Kate Baker met when they were in college. What is the name of that fictional university? Again, question 1 of hour 29 of Trivia 38. Fictional characters Tom and Kate Baker met when they were in college. What is the name of that fictional university?
Trivia 38. And Lil Jen.
Dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life? Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight? Never knew that my heart could go zing that away, ting-a-ling that away, make me sing that away. Said goodbye to my troubles, they went that away. Ever since you came into my life, oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight? Cottage for two that away, skies are blue that away, dreams come true that away. If you say I can share it with you that away, I'll be happy the rest of my life. Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight?
Hot dog.
Now we're working our way through question number one. Hour 29, fictional characters Tom and Kate Baker met when they were in college. What is the name of that fictional university?
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
Question number one of hour 29, trivia 38. Fictional characters Tom and Kate Baker met when they were in college. What is the name of that fictional university? The answer, Illinois Polytechnic. Repeating, the answer to question number one, hour 29, Illinois Polytechnic. Question two, hour 29. By now, all good mothers know that Kix are kid-tested and mother-approved. But what is the brand and product name which is 100% Little Black Dress approved? Repeating question number two, hour 29. By now, all good mothers know that Kix are kid-tested and mother-approved. But what is the brand and product name which is 100% Little Black Dress approved? Good luck, trivia players. Halfway through question number two, hour 29. By now, all good mothers know that Kix are kid-tested and mother-approved. But what is the brand and product name which is 100% Little Black Dress approved?
Looking for a man, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Ba That's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. Calling it quits on question number two. Hour 29. Trivia returns. By now, all good mothers know that Kix are kid-tested and mother-approved. But what is the brand and product name which is 100% Little Black Dress approved? The answer, Degree Ultra Clear. Again, repeating the answer to question two, hour 29, Degree Ultra Clear. Time for Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 7. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 7. From where you are now, turn left when you have to. Careful, there are pedestrians aplenty. No trucks either way. Go past the ball player who challenged baseball's reserve clause. Get ahead. Go past the mug. Now turn right. Turn left at the eyeglasses. Don't linger. Just the facts. Go past the snowmobile and turn right. Repeating. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 7. From where you are now, turn left when you have to. Careful, there are pedestrians aplenty. No trucks either way. Go past the ball player who challenged baseball's reserve clause. Get ahead. Go past the mug. Now turn right. Turn left at the eyeglasses. Don't linger. Just the facts. Go past the snowmobile and turn right. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. There is no need for any teams to use flashlights or any other type of beam when searching out the nighttime clues. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38 with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal, experience the difference. 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. Applied Tech Solutions, Inc., removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. And Hoffman's Hobbies, your sports authorities, 3001 Michigan Avenue, 341-3867. Moving on, question number 3, hour 29, trivia 38. With an expansion kit for this electronic game, you are able to add a beautiful marine park to your zoo. You are able to train your new critters to star in spectacular shows and watch the crowds beat a path to your door. What is the name of this electronic game? Please be complete. Repeating, question number 3, hour 29. With an expansion kit for this electronic game, you are able to add a beautiful marine park to your zoo. You are able to train your new critters to star in spectacular shows and watch the crowds beat a path to your door. What is the name of this electronic game? Please be complete. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. The kicks were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Chinaman from Funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them down. And everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a stick, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kicks were fast as lightning.
Through question number 3, hour 29, trivia returns with an expansion kit for this electronic game. You are able to add a beautiful marine park to your zoo. You are able to train your new critters to star in spectacular shows and watch the crowds beat a path to your door. What is the name of this electronic game? Please be complete.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love, not forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I'm really missing. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart. Never let us.
Question number 3, hour 29, trivia 38. With an expansion kit for this electronic game, you are able to add a beautiful marine park to your zoo. You are able to train your new critters to star in spectacular shows and watch the crowds beat a path to your door. What is the name of this electronic game? Please be complete. The answer, Zoo Tycoon 2. Once again, the correct answer to question 3, hour 29, Zoo Tycoon 2. Question 4, hour 29. When fictional character Nora Walker Hobbs takes her son Tom to the place of healing, the people who carried the incense burners were wearing masks of a pop icon. What is the performing first and last name of that icon? Repeating question number 4, hour 29. When fictional character Nora Walker Hobbs takes her son Tom to the place of healing, the people who carried the incense burners were wearing masks of a pop icon. What is the performing first and last name of that icon? Good luck and dial carefully.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars and tunes, good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lubbock, Texas, Wailing and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coles. Between Hank William Payne songs and Newberry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me. In your high society, you cry all day. To the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Wailing and Willie and the boys. The successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank William Payne songs, Newberry's train songs, eyes crying in the rain. I've been looking back, Texas. Ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to looking back, Texas. William Whalen and Paul. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the corn.
Halfway through question number four, hour 29, when fictional character Nora Walker Hobbs takes her son Tom to the place of healing, the people who carried the incense burners were wearing masks of a pop icon. What is the performing first and last name of that icon?
Law and the law.
That's it. Phones down in the back. That ends question number four, hour 29. When fictional character Nora Walker Hobbs takes her son Tom to the place of healing, the people who carried the incense burners were wearing masks of a pop icon. What is the performing first and last name of that icon? The answer, Marilyn Monroe. Once again, the correct answer to question four, hour 29, Marilyn Monroe.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Question number five, hour 29, trivia 38. This television character claimed that she had a 4.0 grade point average, was a member of the chess club, and a member of the Future Nuclear Physicists Club. What is the first and last name of this character? Once again, question 5, hour 29. This television character claimed that she had a 4.0 grade point average, was a member of the Chess Club, and a member of the Future Nuclear Physicists Club. What is the first and last name of this character?
Feel me, touch me.
halfway through question number 5, hour 29, trivia 38. This television character claimed that she had a 4.0 grade point average, was a member of the chess club, and a member of the Future Nuclear Physicists Club. What is the first and last name of this character?
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black lantern. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass. Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass. Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
That's it. Phones down. Phones down in the back. That ends question 5, hour 29. This television character claimed that she had a 4.0 grade point average, was a member of the chess club, and a member of the Future Nuclear Physicists Club. What is the first and last name of this character? The answer, Carol Seaver. Again, the answer to question 5, hour 29, Carol Seaver. Question 6, hour 29, trivia returns. Once again, it's time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 18. What is the first and last name of the gentleman with the card in his hand? Repeating, question 6, hour 29. Once again, it's time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 18. What is the first and last name of the gentleman with the card in his hand? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 38 and Lil Jan.
Come on and be my little good luck charm, ma. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm, ma, hanging on my arm. A true hat, a true hat, a true hope, a true hope, a true night. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. Come on and be my little good luck charm, you sweet delight. I want a good
do hope, I do mind.
Working on question 6, hour 29, trivia 38. Once again, it's time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Here's the picture number 18. What is the first and last name of the gentleman with the card in his hand? Good luck from all of us here at 90 FM.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you want me.
Hour 29. Once again, it's time to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turn to picture number 18. What is the first and last name of the gentleman with the card in his hand? The answer, Art James. Once again, Art James is the correct answer to question 6, hour 29. Moving on. Question 7, hour 29. What is the number on the first jersey issued to Dorsey Levens as a rookie? Repeating. Question 7, hour 29. What is the number on the first jersey issued to Dorsey Levens as a rookie? Good luck and have fun as you participate in the world's largest trivia contest.
Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Once it's
true. Question number 7, Hour 29, Trivia 38. What is the number on the first jersey issued to Dorsey Levens as a rookie?
People say, when you're an angel, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're an extra, people want to feel alone. When you're down, when you're afraid, faces come out of the rain. When you say, no one remembers your name. When you say, when you say, when you're afraid. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Calling it quits on question 7, Hour 29, Trivia 38. What is the number on the first jersey issued to Dorsey Levens as a rookie? The answer, 48. Once again, the correct answer to question 7, Hour 29, 48. We have a visitor.
Hi there, Jen.
Hi, Jim. How are
you? Okay, first I want to take care of some old business here. Hour 24, question number 8. Hour 24, question number 8. Was worth 90 points, 90 points. Okay, that's
okay.
One from back a ways that we had to take care of. And now I'm going to bring us up to date on the correct answers and the point values for music snippet number 2. This year's music snippets are made possible by grants from Music Quest Musicians Supply, 1101 Berlowski Road, Stevens Point, 344-6900. Whether you're an inspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover, our store is your store. Grazzi's Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 5327 Highway 10 East, 345-7808, and the forthcoming dance space, 841 Clark Street, Stevens Point, 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. So let's give a listen to the snippets, and then we'll go back and tell you what they are.
Sounds good. That's
go
cool.
Ahead. Music snippet number 2, and here are the correct answers. Started off with Father and Daughter from Paul Simon, and that was worth 35 points.
Woo-hoo.
Second was Private Dancer, Tina Turner. That was worth 45 points. Third one, Let It Roll, Little Feet, worth 80 points.
Nice!
Fourth one, Dinner with Drac, Part 1 from John Zacherle, worth 125 points.
Mm.
Fifth one, Hello Walls from Farron Young, worth 400 points.
Ouch.
Grizzly Bear from the Youngbloods worth 0 points.
You're mean.
I goosed you, baby.
You are so mean.
Seventh one, Hooray for Hazel from Tommy Roe, worth 100 points. And the eighth one was Vertigo by U2, worth 25 points. Once again, Music Snippet 2, Father and Daughter, worth 35 points. Private Dancer, 45 points. Let It Roll, worth 80 points. Dinner with Drac, Part 1, worth 125. Hello Walls, worth 400. Grizzly Bear, worth nothing. And Hooray for Hazel, worth 100. And Vertigo, worth 25. Thank you.
Nicely done, Jim. Thank you. Question 8, Hour 29. Filmgoers follow the exploits of the final patient of fictional doctor Jack Mickler. Dr. Mickler describes his last patient as suffering from a severe case of romanticism. What is the complete name of this patient? Repeating question number 8, Hour 29. Filmgoers follow the exploits of the final patient of fictional Dr. Jack Mickler. Dr. Mickler describes his last patient as suffering from a severe case of romanticism. What is the complete name of this patient? Good luck as you participate in the world's largest trivia contest. Trivia 38, filmgoers follow the exploits of the final patient of fictional Dr. Jack Mickler. Dr. Mickler describes his last patient as suffering from a severe case of romanticism. What is the complete name of this patient?
Thank you.
calling it quits on question 8, hour 29, trivia 38. Filmgoers follow the exploits of the final patient of fictional Dr. Jack Mickler. Dr. Mickler describes his last patient as suffering from a severe case of romanticism. What is the complete name of this patient? The answer, Juan DeMarco. Again, the correct answer to question 8, Juan DeMarco.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Zach Bergeron. In Japan, technology is finally catching up with our laziness. Researchers at the University of Tokyo accomplished their dream of building robots that serve tea. One robot pours the tea into the cup and another brings the tea into the room, but it doesn't get to wander about looking at photos. The room has to be equipped with sensors embedded in the floor and furniture to guide the robot. The robots also have dishwashing skills to contribute. While Professor Tomomasa acknowledges that the traditional human service would be faster, he feels the robots would be invaluable for helping the elderly or disabled. If these robots are anything like their famous furry ancestors, they may also provide their owners with the new hobby of teaching them naughty words. Some stories speak for themselves. A Swedish couple is fighting to name their baby girl Metallica after the famous metal band, but officials are refusing to register the name, saying it's associated with the band and the word metal. The couple already baptized their six-month-old as Metallica, saying it suits their baby because she's decisive and she knows what she wants.